So I just learned something kind of interesting. I have a MacBook Air, which runs Windows quite a lot of the time, actually.
8:15 a.m. Authentication has new window.
And a Mac Mini over there that's not running Windows, as you can tell. But I have a Thunderbolt Ethernet adapter. Of course, it doesn't have a built-in Ethernet adapter. And Windows is a little less forgiving about having it removed than Mac is. Because in this case, I'm running NVDA with eSpeak, my preferred combination for editing. And after I've removed the Ethernet adapter, I get this.
Connect to network. Set up a connection or network. Identify and repair network problems. Manage taped networks. Manage wireless networks. Set up a virtual private net. Set up an hot computer to computer network. New network computers and devices.
And apparently that doesn't stop until you restart Windows. So let's open an audio file or something and see if it completely breaks it the way I think it will. Here we go. This is a Samnet promo that I made for Saratech. Let's see what this does.
Are you tired of browsing through thousands of sites just to find the news you want? What about recipes, shopping, radio stations? Wouldn't it be great if there was a single place where you could find all these things and a lot more? There is.
Yeah, I would say it did exactly what I thought it would do. So there you go. Don't unplug your Thunderbolt Ethernet adapter on your MacBook Air when you're running Windows or bad stuff happens to you, apparently. Nice.